Psalms chapter 9. Hope you had a good Thanksgiving. We had 4 turkeys. We are a little turkeyed out. But we had a good Wednesday was our big day. We had quite a few people come through. It was really nice. I was trying to get different preachers to come up there, but nobody likes to come to Camden, of course. So. Can't blame them. But it was good. We had good outreach. We'll see. We'll see one day what the Lord does with it.
Amen, bro.
Never count your chickens before they hatch, right? Amen. Psalms chapter 9. I will praise thee, O Lord. With my whole heart, I will show forth thy marvelous works.
Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you for this day. Lord, I just thank you for who you are. Amen. Lord, I thank you for caring for us. Lord, I thank you for just loving on me.
Amen.
Lord, I thank you for every way that you allow me to please you and speak up for you. And Lord, I pray that you be honored and glorified. Lord, I don't know the hearts of each person here. Lord, I don't know exactly what everybody needs, but Lord, I know you do. And Lord, I pray you just fill me with wisdom.
Amen.
And Lord, I pray you just work in the hearts, work in the lives. Lord, I pray that when we leave here, Lord, I pray that people would have been helped. Lord, I pray that you just help them to look on the fields. Lord, help them to care. Lord, help them to be moved with compassion, Lord.
In
Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
Amen. First Samuel. Right there it says, I will praise thee with my whole heart. I wonder if that's really our goal in life. And I'm going to have a little bit of a Bible study instead of preaching like I normally do. I get to preach about around 9 times a week nowadays, and it's been pretty good. And, when I get a bigger crowd, I try to have a little bit more of a Bible study out in where we are.
Amen.
And you guys are a bigger crowd, so I figured we'll do a little bit of Bible study.
Amen.
Look at 1 Samuel chapter 16, look at verse 7. And the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth. For man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. Now, a lot of times we skip right to the point that God looks on the heart. But I want you to realize that mankind, that's all that they have to go on,
right,
is the outward.
Yeah.
Man looketh on the outward. In this generation, it's almost like, well, if I'm not doing wrong, it doesn't really matter what it appears like. I'm not doing wrong, and God knows my heart. And I believe that's the wrong way that we are supposed to be looking at things, especially as believers, as Christians.
Amen.
We're supposed to care about our appearance.
Amen.
Now, obviously, where I'm at, I'm not going to hang out with the drug dealers, and I'll preach to them and all that stuff. I understand that Pastor Ryman, I don't have the same exact beliefs as he does, but I know that he won't even go into a liquor store. If it's to just use the payphone or whatever it is, he'll walk 5 miles down the street. Now, I don't quite go that route. I like to go in there and give him a hard time, pass out tracts, preach in there, and everything else. And, I'm known for that up there in Camden, and nobody even thinks for a second that I'm doing something wrong. And I've gotten to preach in front of liquor stores, and I enjoy it. You say, I like to be a thorn in the side sometimes. But my main goal in life is to bring people to Christ.
Amen.
And if I'm going to bring people to Christ, I have to care about my testimony.
Amen.
It's just the bottom line. Look at 1 Samuel, or we'll go to 2 Thessalonians. We'll go to 2 Thessalonians. Now, if I say anything that's, I didn't have a message prepared necessarily coming down here or anything like that. So, Lord willing, God works on your hearts about this. Hopefully, it's going to be a blessing. Look at 1 Samuel chapter 5. Or 1 Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Look at verse 19. Bible tells you to quench not the spirit, despise not prophecy, prove all things, hold fast to that which is good, and here comes the verse. Abstain from all appearance of evil. We have some ladies that come to our services and stuff like that, and it doesn't matter if it's, I told my kids, I'll back up a little, even farther, I told my kids it doesn't matter, they went to a Christian school and stuff like that, and I told them that they were never allowed to be in a room alone with a man. Amen. It doesn't matter if it's a kid, it doesn't matter if it's grown, it doesn't matter if it's principal, it doesn't matter if it's a teacher. And I remember one of the teachers didn't really like it that much, and she got a detention and everything else. I said, well, you better have another lady in there or have somebody else in there because she ain't staying. And you say, well, that's not really, you never know what somebody's opinion is going to be when they walk by. They might not be doing anything wrong. Could you imagine I have a Bible study with a lady and everything else, and I'm saying, well, I'm going to do it publicly out where, and we go out in front of the park and everything else, and we're sitting underneath by a picnic bench and everything else. You realize it doesn't take much to destroy your reputation. I know certain preachers, to be honest with you, that I believe probably didn't do anything wrong, but they didn't guard their reputation. They didn't guard their appearance. And if you're going to win people to Christ, you're going to have to care about your appearance. It's just the bottom line. If I had this man stand up and everybody were to look at him, you would say, well, he looks like a farmer. Would you not say that? If I had this man stand up, you would say, well, he looks like a businessman. May I tell you, your appearance says a lot about you. I mean, when you look around and you act and act like, well, back where we are, it's all acting like a hoodlum and everything else. Well, nobody's going to have a respect for you and care about what you have to say. That's for sure. And, you guys understand all that. Look at Romans chapter 12. Amen. Romans chapter 12. This is a Bible study. I'm not trying to get all preachy yet, but I'm sure it's going to come. Look at Romans chapter 12. Look at verse 17. Do you really love the Lord? That's my question then. If you love the Lord, you're going to do your best for him. It's the bottom line. Romans chapter 12, look at verse 17. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. I mean, one guy tried to give me a Lincoln. True story. Tried to give me a Lincoln, and my wife knows about it. She's like, you should have taken that thing. I said, no. I'm not driving around Camden in a Lincoln. They will all have the wrong idea. Not going to happen. Well, that preacher, all he wants is money. You know, I can hear it now. Not going to happen. I told a guy, keep it. Don't want it. Sell it. Do whatever you want with it. Don't want it. Thank you. And I wasn't trying to be mean about it, but you say, why would you give up on something? I mean, nice ride. I actually did take it for a ride, though. I did take it for a ride. But it was nice. I never had a car that had that air ride and all that kind of stuff. That was nice. But it ain't for me. You say, why? Appearance. Appearance. Hey, let me ask you, do you care about your appearance? Hey, there's all kinds of people that say, man, I want to win people to the Lord. I want to do my best. I want to do something. Well, start caring about your appearance. A lot of you guys are saying, when are you going to start caring about you? Why don't you shave your face and everything else? You know, I can understand all that, but I'm telling you what. If you're going to be used by the Lord, you're going to have to care about what other people think. It's the bottom line. If you don't care about what other people think, then you're not caring about what God thinks. Because he cares about what other people think. And we're going to look at that in a few minutes. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
That's good, bro.
1 Corinthians chapter 10. Whether therefore ye eat or drink or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God. Giving none offense, neither to the Jew nor the Gentiles, nor to the church of God. Even as I please all men in all things, not seeking my own profit, but the profit of many, that they may be saved. Now, you guys, man, up where we are, you don't have a whole lot of Catholics set down here, but I'm not going to eat a big hamburger on Friday. Why? I'm going to just offend some people automatically. Now, I believe it's doctrines of devils. I get that. I don't believe that it's wrong for me to eat meat on Friday like a lot of the Catholics believe. And up there, we have a lot of Muslims, too. And you say, I'm not going to do certain things just to get them where they're not even going to look at me or listen to me in the first place because they just think I'm that wicked. I mean, you realize something doesn't have to necessarily be wrong. There's all kinds of people who will say, well, we're under grace. Yeah, that's fine. That's not how you reach people, though. Amen. I mean, your countenance, your appearance matters.
Amen. That's right.
Does. I mean, man, I don't know about you. I only have a little while. Amen. Man, could you imagine somebody not getting saved just because I didn't watch what I ate? You know what I mean? That's kind of silly, wouldn't you think? And yet mankind's like, well, if it's going to inconvenience me, I don't care what anybody else thinks. Then when you're fruitless, then you know why. Bottom line. 1 Corinthians. Look at chapter 8. We'll back up a little bit. Chapter 8. Look at verse 13. Wherefore, if meat make my brother offend, I'll tell you, back in my early Christian life, I had given up shopping on Sunday. I understand a lot of people say, well, there's nothing wrong with that. That's you. All right? I still don't do that. I remember one time he got mad at me because we got a flat tire down here. I said, well, go on work and we're going to be late because I'm spending night. I mean, and you say, not buying, not doing it. I still to this day. And I remember some of my early church that I was involved with back in those days before here. I remember as soon as I started getting convicted about certain things like that, I remember they started coming in with coffee cups and everything else. Oh, would you like some? Oh, I forgot. This was purchased today. You don't want that. You realize I could have been a little bit more of a baby of a Christian and gotten all upset and everything else and said, that's it. You know, we affect others. Right. No man liveth to himself and no man. Folks, you affect others.
That's right.
Bible says we are epistles known and read of all men.
Amen.
I mean, people are reading you. They spend lots of money to train the CIA and FBI, of what I'm told, to profile. You realize people are going to profile you. You say, well, I just don't think it's right. Tough apples.
Amen.
They're reading you.
Yeah.
I mean, your walk talks a whole lot more than what you talk.
That's right.
I mean, it's just the bottom line. If I told somebody that I love God and everything else and I'm tripping my neighbor and laughing at them as they fall down, you're going to say, no, you don't. I mean, it's just the bottom line. I still crack up at that. My wife, they say, when are you going to laugh? I said, well, trip real quick and I'll laugh. You know what I mean? I mean, we all have that sick mentality of when somebody gets hurt or they trip, you kind of chuckle a little bit. But we got to guard it.
Yeah.
I mean, if you have to fake it a little bit and say, hey, I'm sorry, you need help getting up, I'll laugh afterwards, but... Look at 1 Corinthians, or 2 Corinthians chapter 6.
That's good, bro.
2 Corinthians chapter 6. Not trying to show off when kind of preaching or, man, I'm guilty a lot of what I'm preaching right now. Doesn't change it.
Amen.
It doesn't change that it's things that I need to work on too.
Yeah,
I try to guard it 100%. Doesn't always work out. I remember somebody cut me off not that long ago. Man, I sped up. I was going to cut right in front of him again. Then I was like, nah, that ain't right. I got all these bumper stickers on the back of my car. I'm like, that ain't going to help nothing. Just let it go. Let it go. I'm an aggressive driver. I'm just being honest. Look, give none offense. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 3. Give none offense in anything. That the ministry be not blamed.
Amen.
You realize you can cause a stain on this church.
Yes.
If you're going to go out there cuss like a sailor and wear AC/DC shirts or whatever the popular bands are nowadays and everything else, don't tell them you came from Fellowship Baptist.
Amen.
Just keep your mouth shut.
Amen.
It's better that way.
Yeah.
A good name is rather to be chosen than your reputation. a good name is rather to be chosen than great riches.
Amen.
I mean, your reputation matters.
That's right.
So, man, you're really harping this, that the ministry be not blamed. That's why the Bible says, let him that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity.
Amen.
That means clean it up.
Yep.
Well, you just don't understand. I can't help it. Yes, you can.
Amen.
Greater is he that is in you. I can do all things through Christ. Don't tell me that. You can.
Amen.
You can. I remember when I first became a Christian. Well, maybe I wasn't first a Christian. Maybe I was about a year into it. I was still working construction, and I remember something happened, and I remember a filthy word came out of my mouth, and the whole construction company, I mean, it just all got quiet, and all of a sudden, like, I realized it and everything else. I remember I dropped right to my knee, apologized right then and there, and they were like, oh, man.
Yeah.
You know, there was a bunch of people just looking for me to mess up.
That's right. Amen.
And then when I got things right in front of them, they were like, whew, man, there's something real about that.
Amen.
Hey, I'm not telling you I'm super spiritual. I try to be. I'm not trying to say that I'm super godly, but hey, you realize you should care about your reputation. There's some guys that'll go out there street preaching with me and everything else, and I grieve. I'm like, it bothers me a little bit that they're even coming out with me, but I'm like, well, hopefully they'll get something in it and everything else. Why? A lot of people in town know them. Hey, aren't they the same ones that are doing this and doing that and doing this and cheating on their wife and everything else?
Yeah
they are.
Yeah.
You realize there's some people that have not heard because of somebody else in our congregation that did something.
Yeah.
Wonder how many people out here won't come because of somebody else.
Yeah. That's right.
Hey, I'm guilty too.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm not at all pointing a finger. Hey, there's four right back at me.
Amen, brother.
That's not humble. That's not... No, that's the truth.
Amen.
Done my dirt. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 8. Look at verse 21. Providing for honest things, not only in the sight of the Lord, but also in the sight of men. Now, let me ask you. Did God repeat this several times?
Yes, sir.
Hey, not only in my sight, I want you to... Hey, people are watching.
That's right.
People are watching. In one of these verses, you have in Matthew chapter 17, you have where Jesus tells Peter to go and cast the fishing rod or fishing string or whatever they use to pick up a fish and look inside of it and take that coin out, lest they be offended.
Amen.
Why did he tell them to pay the taxes? Hey, because people are watching. You realize that, I don't know, but covetousness seems like it's in every single list of sins in the Bible.
Yes, sir.
And you realize, I think I should be all right. Who are they to take my taxes from me?
Yeah.
What's your coworkers think of you? What's your employers?
Amen.
I try to give them the benefit of the doubt, try to give them a whole lot more work. You say, why? Reputation.
That's right. Amen.
To this day, they trust me more than anybody else in the company. That's probably for sure. But they don't have a whole lot to compare it to there. Look at Romans chapter 14. Romans chapter 14. Look at verse 16. Let not then your good be evil spoken of. This goes back to not going in the liquor stores, not going in this. I mean, don't give them any ammo.
Amen.
But I'm doing the right thing. We had a guy that was trying to have Bible studies with ladies. I'm like, that's not smart. that's just dumb. And you realize, he just got in more trouble and more trouble. And you realize, my wife just told me not that long ago, His wife got mad at him again because he was trying to have a little face chat with two ladies and do. I'm like, when are you going to learn, knucklehead?
Yeah. Amen.
I mean, I just don't get it. Amen. I hope this don't go out to anybody, does it? Amen. We'll make sure he doesn't get a copy of this. But I want you to think about this. I don't want him. You know, why do you talk about me like that? I didn't tell anybody your name. Look at. I mean, I want you to think about this. It says, "Let not your good be evil spoken of."
Amen.
Well, I'm going in there in the right. Man, I'll be honest. I preach in front of porn shops. Do. I like that too. I ain't never going to go in that one. You say, why? Let not your good be evil spoken. Hey, let me ask you some more questions about that. No, thank you. You come to me. I like that. We had one guy. He was from Maryland, actually. And he was shopping at the porn shops up by my house. And he started driving away and everything else. I'm preaching. He comes back and he says, hey, pray for me. He says, and he had the Scofield. I don't like Scofield Bible, if you like it. He had his little Scofield Bible up there on the dash and everything else. He's like, well, you know, I know better. Wonder how many people had to walk by that truck and the Bible's sitting right there on that.
Yeah,
he's in there. That's good that he reads the Bible every once in a while. Let not your good be evil spoken of. You know, over there in Revelations chapter 4, you told me a half hour, I'm pretty sure I'm getting close. Romans chapter 4, it says this. Revelation chapter 4, verse 11. Most of you guys can quote it. And for thy pleasure. Do you care about what God, do you care about pleasing God?
Yeah.
You realize he came in the world not to condemn the world? You know what that means? He had compassion. He looked on the fields. I wonder, you have over there in Mark, I think it's chapter 3. He looks about them and he had healed somebody's arm and everything else. I forget what it was, maybe leprosy. And heals the guy's arm and he looked about them being grieved for the hardness of their hearts. Wonder how many of us grieve God. Do you understand grieving?
Yes, sir.
I mean, I've lost some loved ones in my life. Have you ever really grieved, hurt inside? You realize us not caring about the lost and not caring about our reputation and not caring about who we hurt, we are grieving God. Doesn't matter what I think. What matters is what's he think? I want God's blessings in my life. Yeah, as you're grieving them. He was just talking about going out in all the world, preaching the gospel, the Great Commission and everything else. Somebody was preaching about that and everything else. What good is all that if you don't even care about your reputation?
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Let him that nameth the name of Christ depart. That means cut it off.
Amen. Amen, brother. That's good.
Bible says, love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first great commandment. I preach on that sometimes. I wonder what the first and greatest sin would be. Do you really love him? You can't possibly tell me that you really love God and not care about what other people think.
Amen.
Why? He came in the world to save them and you just don't care.
Yep. Amen.
It's the bottom line. Hey, if a man loves God, he's going to love. He's going to love his neighbor. He's going to love his enemies. You know, the Bible tells you to pray for them that persecute you and hate on you and everything else. For great is your reward in heaven if they do that to you. They've done it to them. You say, well, I don't care what they think. They're always mean and nasty. I had one lady that couldn't stand me when I was working at the hospital. I was working at this other hospital, Virtua. Couldn't stand me. Man, after I was gone for a little while, she was like, man, he wasn't that bad. Drove by our house a couple times, said hi to me and everything else. I'm like, what are you saying hi to me? Couldn't stand me. She hated me giving out tracts and witnessing to people. And I'd put scripture verses on the back of my shirt and everything else. And man, I was the only one. I'm amazed at the things I got away with. Be perfectly honest. And I mean, she couldn't stand it. How's he keep getting away with this stuff? But I still tried to treat her with kindness. There was a few times I didn't, though. And I went back and I apologized at different times. Sorry, I got mad. What are you saying sorry for? That's not weird. That's weird. That was weird to her that I would apologize.
Amen.
You say, why did you do it? For Christ's sake.
Amen.
Bottom line, not because I wanted to. I definitely didn't want to. Mm-mm. Me apologize to Jezebel? Uh-uh. No. You say, well, why did you do it? For Christ. You know, I should watch what I wear, what I listen to, how I act. Hey, it doesn't have to be bad music to be bad music.
Amen.
I want you to realize it's for Christ.
Amen.
After he's loved on you, cared for you, died for you, I mean, given you your families, I look around at Camden and I'm thankful that my kids got to see this. This could have been you.
Right.
Your parents could have been this. You could have been living with drugs right outside your door, your mom a prostitute and everything else. Hey, I want you to realize you got it good.
Amen.
You're going to love on God in return. Be a good example.
Amen.
Good testimony.
Amen, brother.
Psalms 78. Last verse. I'll just tell you what it is. Verse 41. They limited the God of Israel. Wonder how often we limit God.
Amen.
Preacher?
Tell them what you do, bro. Tell them what you do for work. Tell them what you do at the hospital.
I don't work at the hospital, do I?
You know?
We had 8 sodomites. And, they got me out the door.